Sonny Rollins and Thelonious Monk on The Way You Look Tonight on 88.5 KPLU.
I'm Abe Beeson, and that's our special School of Jazz guest DJ, Danny Quaranta, a baritone sax player out of Issaquah High School's jazz band, 17-year-old junior. Danny, it is a pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
And we've got some fantastic recordings from saxophone players like Cannonball Adderley, Stan Getz, John Coltrane. We'll also hear from Sun Ra, Oscar Peterson, Miles Davis, and Bill Evans all on the way. Danny, do you remember how old you were when you started getting hooked on music?
I'm 17 now. It had to be a few years ago. There was this Pepper Adams video on YouTube, and I would consistently go over the melody because that's the only thing I wanted to hear, and I slowly got into the bebop solo portion of it, and that's really, I believe, when I started taking music seriously, is when I could really appreciate a bebop solo.
Were you a fan of other kinds of music before you got to jazz?
I was really into electronic music, like house, Deadmau5, all that stuff that my brother got me into, but I don't really know what I was doing back then.
A big brother, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, those big brothers, they'll send you down some crazy paths. Now, you're a baritone sax player, but who are some of your favorite saxophone players in jazz?
Love Coltrane. Love Pharoah Sanders, too. The really abstract guys I tend to like a lot more. I don't really listen to much baritone sax, actually, which I probably should.
Well, let's get everybody else listening tonight in on some baritone sax with this next tune. Tell us about this one from Pepper Adams.
This is one called Rue Serpente. The bass on this one is just outstanding.
Dig it. KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thank you. Jazz player has become a highly serious person. He may even be an intellectual. He tends to wear Ivy League clothes, have a crew cut, or wear horn-rimmed glasses. What does this mean? As he has become cool, so have his listeners.
88.5 KPLU.
Cannonball Adderley with Dancing in the Dark on 88.5 KPLU.
Ah, that's a beauty. Oscar Peterson's trio split the set with My Heart Belongs to Daddy, and we started with Pepper Adams on his baritone saxophone, Rue Serpente, from the record The Master. I'm Abe Beeson, and you've noticed Danny Quaranta, our special School of Jazz guest DJ, is here tonight. Thanks for being here, Danny. Baritone sax player at a Issaquah High School's jazz band under the direction of Pat Holen. Danny, I'd love to hear how you got around to the baritone saxophone. I understand one of the first instruments you were playing was clarinet and then bass clarinet.
Yeah, I really didn't know what I was getting into when my band director told me I'd be playing bass clarinet, but it was because he wanted me to play baritone sax for his jazz band. Little did I know of his master plan until I finally started getting into the music.
And was baritone sax something that drew you to it quickly, or were you wanting to dabble in tenor and alto and soprano saxophones too?
I had no idea where I was going. My director wouldn't let me play anything else because he thought I was so destined to play baritone sax. And to me, the buttons are really big and you blow a lot of air into the instrument, and that really appeals to a middle schooler.
You also enjoy listening to other instruments. One of your favorite musicians is a pianist. Tell us about your appreciation of Bill Evans.
He is such a sophisticated person. He looks like he plays, honestly, with his hair gelled back and his glasses and everything. The word I use to describe his music is dark, and I really can't use that kind of word with any other musician. I have to say, oh, it's beautiful, or oh, it's nice, or it's good music. But for Bill Evans, it's just dark.
And we're going to hear one from his great record, Explorations.
This is Nardis from the Bill Evans Trio on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
That was Dear Old Stockholm, played by Miles Davis with John Coltrane on 88.5 KPLU.
It's School of Jazz guest DJ night on Evening Jazz. I'm Abe Beeson. That's our guest DJ, Danny Quaranta, a baritone sax player with the Issaquah High School Jazz Band under the direction of Pat Holland. Great tune from Miles and the quintet there with Red Garland piano. Before that, a tune that Miles wrote, Bill Evans trio playing Nardis there. Playing in the jazz band at Issaquah High School, I understand you get some opportunities to play out in public, and I wonder what that experience is like for you.
Playing in public actually has its ups and downs. Our jazz band actually just got back from a trip from Portland. I made a great impression of myself playing a great interpretation of a solo of Sophisticated Lady, a baritone sax, received very well by the audience, great applause. And then there was this song that our lead tenor's old band director in Boise, Idaho had written for a sax section for five saxophones. And because it wasn't on the playlist, I didn't have the music. And so I stand up there with my cold alto sax that I had to switch to because I was chosen the best to play first alto. And I just make a complete fool out of myself. And sure, I got a pity clap, but, you know, it definitely has its ups and downs.
That's playing live, man. Do you think you're going to pursue music, studying music beyond high school?
Absolutely. At least a minor. I think it's probably essential for me to not go insane for the rest of my life.
Perfect. Now, you've actually done a little bit of research and study into some of the great jazz artists. And this next performer we're going to hear, you did a paper on him.
Yeah, for my English class, my teacher just said, find something that interests you and write about it. And Sun Ra is honestly such an interesting person. He's from Saturn, right?
Yeah, that's right.
His performances are absolutely wild and crazy. They all wear costumes. They've got these unique props. They dance around on stage a bunch. It's all about entertainment.
Right. And this song you've chosen for us, tell us about this song.
This is a little more mainstream jazz in Sun Ra's library. It's got a great baritone part on it and sounds really good.
L is a sound of joy. Sun Ra and his orchestra on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
88.5 KPLU.
When that's where you left your heart.
Envy! Didn't I tell you not to let me catch you at that piano again?
I'm sorry, ma'am. If I'd have heard you coming, I wouldn't have let you catch me.
Thank you.
Stan Getz on Here's That Rainy Day on 88.5 KPLU.
Beautiful stuff from Mr. Getz, from Getz Al Gogo. La Passionaria, Michel Legrand at the piano with his band before that. And we started with Sun Ra and his orchestra. L is a Sound of Joy. I'm Abe Beeson. It's Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU, streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Danny Caranta, our School of Jazz guest DJ, baritone sax player out of Issaquah High School. Danny, your parents have been very supportive. In fact, your dad is a big KPLU fan.
Every Sunday night, I swear, when we drive over to our grandparents' house, he has John Kessler on 88.5 Blues. That's what he really likes.
Fantastic. We were talking also during the show earlier about going out and seeing live jazz, and I guess just recently you got to see one of the great saxophone legends.
Yeah, I got to see Pharoah Saunders in Seattle, and that was an experience. One thing that he did that was really cool was that the reverb on the mic was so bad that he would fluctuate his fingers on the horn and move it up and down on the mic, and he would make sounds with it, and he eventually mastered it in the performance to make music with the reverb of the mic.
Fantastic. Danny Quaranta's here. Danny, we only got time for one more song, and we're leaving it with one of your favorites, Mr. John Coltrane. You know, there's some folks that don't get John Coltrane. He blows a little bit too hard and wild for some folks. What is it about Train that really gets you going?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. His music just grabs me, and it just sounds so, honestly, musical. It's just a combination of my favorite artist playing my favorite tune.
Body and Soul, beautiful song. When did you first hear Body and Soul, and was it Coltrane's version?
Yeah, Coltrane's version was the first I've heard, and I've never really heard anybody else play it up to this standard.
I think a perfect way to finish the night. Danny Quaranta from Issaquah High School, baritone sax player, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Abe. It's also been a pleasure.
And here is John Coltrane with Body and Soul on KPLU. Thank you.